Joel, and welcome back to the Need to Know podcast, where we bring you the most requested guests and the most exclusive details. Now, as you all know, recently we have learned about the magical world of Reverie, a place where children have been going for decades. Here they traded a memory for admission. Obviously, now we know that this is a place was a living nightmare where children were getting trapped. Here to dish out all of the details is none other than the girl who broke free from the nightmarish dream world, Andrea. Hey, Andrea, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Hi, Joel. Happy to be here.
Andrea, so on this podcast, we get all the exclusive details. So everyone wants to know, how did you end up at Reverie?
Well, I was on a bike ride late at night, and I came across it. Being a curious person, I just had to check it out. At the time, I was in a really bad place mentally, so all these vibrant lights, circus tents, and fireworks were so attractive to me. It turned out that what looked like a dream world was actually a nightmare.
Very interesting. I mean, the contrast from how you felt about it then versus how you feel about it now is unreal. Now, we know that in order to be admitted into Reverie, you need to give up a memory. Listeners want to know, what is it that you gave up to enter?
It's actually really sad. So, 3 years prior to coming to Reverie, my brother Francis disappeared. We shared a room, and he told me he was having his reoccurring nightmare. I just brushed it off. I told him not to worry about it. I also left our bedroom window open, and in the middle of the night, something took him away. And ever since his disappearance, I couldn't help feeling like it was all my fault. I wanted so badly to forget this moment, so I gave the memory away to the Sandman. It turns out my brother was also in Reverie, but when I found him, I realized that he had already been in there since the 3 years that he had been missing. And that's when I started realizing that Reverie wasn't just a one-night thing like the Sandman wanted us to believe.
Wow, that is just crazy. But it seems like you have a close relationship with your brother.
I really do, Joel. I've always been the rock of my family. I've always had to be the strong one through all of our hardships. And now that I was able to break my brother and I away from the trap of Reverie and the Sandman, I'm just so much more grateful for my brother and our relationship. The world feels like such a different place with him in it.
That is really cool. Now that you mention the Sandman, how would you describe the guy?
You know, honestly, at the time that I got to know him, he was a really bad guy. He was already too far gone. But in all reality, we were so similar. You know, when he first came to Reverie, he was just a lost boy trying to get over the loss of his sister. Similar to me. I went to Reverie still grieving the loss of my brother. I think the difference is just in the way we went about our grief. He wanted to live in a fantasy world with his sister. He wanted control. When the real Sandman was trying to get him to leave, which was the tradition for the kids to stay in Reverie for just one night, he completely lost control and overthrew the Sandman and took his identity. Me, on the other hand, I just wanted to be with my brother. I didn't want to be with him in a fantasy world. I wanted him to be with me in the real world with the rest of my family. So that's why I had to make a plan to expose him and end the trap.
And that's exactly where I want to go next, Andrea. So you had this plan to find the real Sandman and get all of the children out of there. How did you do it?
I just trusted myself. Even if the plan didn't work, I had to try. There was too much at stake staying in Reverie. I just read into all of the cues that Penny and the other children gave me, and I found the original Sandman. After finding him, he told us a story about how Hubert, the imposter, turned his back on him. After that, the real Sandman helped us all go back home. I just had this determination that I couldn't explain. It was just an all or nothing moment.
Well, just by sitting with you in this interview, I know that you are strong, determined, and self-driven. I mean, just congratulations on breaking those kids out, your brother out, and yourself. Such a cool story. And I know everyone's going to want to hear it.
Well, thank you, Joel.
Now, just one more thing real quick before I let you go. The listeners want to know, how is Penny doing? For those of you who don't know, Penny is the girl who was trapped in Reverie since 1956 and came out of it as a 61-year-old woman.
Oh my goodness, I love Penny, and she's doing amazing. She was such a good friend to me in Reverie as a young person, but now that she's an old woman, we're still the best of friends. Yeah, I hang out with her grandkids, who are my age, on occasion, and sometimes she makes us banana bread. It's the best. I never thought I'd be best friends with a 60-year-old, but hey, I love it, and I wouldn't trade Penny for the world.
Well, Andrea, thanks again for coming on the podcast. I'm sure you've answered so many burning questions.
Of course. It was a pleasure.
Awesome. And guys, remember, subscribe and tune in next week to wherever you're listening to this right now.